This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Is 8:07. Currently, partly cloudy skies in north central Wisconsin here at our WXCO studios on the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau. Temperature stands at 9 degrees above zero, wind chill factor of 1 below. I am Chad Holmes. It is the Tuesday edition of the Chad Holmes Show on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Coming up, we will be talking to our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. She'll be joining us coming up in about 14 minutes or so at 8:21. Let us know about what to expect weather-wise. Will we see any snow? I was just talking to Pat Kreitlow as I did my weekly segment on Up North News, talking about, again, how the new normal here. We look outside and we see very little snow. And if you have a snowmobile, if you want to get those cross-country skis out, you've been out of luck both last year and now so far this year. Is there any hope of getting some significant snow so the outdoors folks can enjoy the winter months here in north central Wisconsin? So we'll talk to Brittany Merlot about that coming up at 8:21. Then at 8:34 this morning, we will talk to members of the Wausau Curling Club. As, of course, we're very fortunate to have such a terrific organization and facility here in the Wausau area. They bring in big events, national events, and they have a lot going on. And we're going to talk about what they have on the itinerary as we start off 2025. So that will be coming up in just a little bit at 8:34. And then coming up in hour number two of the program, we'll be joined by Civic Media Political Director Dan Schaefer. We'll talk about the start of the state legislative session yesterday with the swearing in of new members of the State Assembly and the State Senate. Talk about some of the issues at the forefront. Talk maybe about as well as who are some of the new members of the legislature that could be up-and-coming stars. Got one on my mind because very happy that one of my classmates from high school, somebody that graduated the same year as I did from D.C. Everest, Kristen Alfheim, was sworn in as a member of the State Senate yesterday. So ask about what her prospects are for becoming a force in Madison and a whole bunch more with Dan Schaefer coming up at 9:21 this morning. And then, of course, at the end of the show, in our final segment, we'll have our daily history lesson. We will talk about some of the famous events that have occurred on January the 7th, this day in history. Some of the famous folks and their birthdays being celebrated today. I know that it's Kenny Loggins' birthday because if you were listening to Up North News, you heard a lot of Kenny Loggins during the course of the program with Pat Kreitlow and Greg Bach. But there's other people that are celebrating birthdays as well. Some special events to be acknowledged today as well. And we will wrap things up as we do each and every weekday when he's here, because he'll be going away for a few days in a couple of weeks. So he'll get a break from his daily quiz, the number for the day quiz, but we will give the number for the day quiz to our in-studio engineer, our in-studio producer, Ian Welsh. That's coming up at about 9:56 this morning on the program. So lots on the plate. Glad you could be with us here this morning. And before we do go any further, need to say hi, hello, and welcome back to Ian Welsh.
Thank you, Chad. It's good to be back.
Yeah. I got some exciting news, actually.
What's that?
I didn't tell you this yet because I mentioned last week that I've been trying to, you know, we keep having this issue with our Facebook stream.
Yeah.
And it's this weird, and I don't know why it is, but for the first hour, it never works. It always says it's not working. And then when we get to the end of the first hour, all of a sudden it starts working. I mean, I don't know. I've tried to get to the bottom of this without success up to this point. So right now, our Facebook stream is not working. Coming up at 9 o'clock, I'm pretty sure it will be working because in recent days, that's been the case. It's just started to work. So this Facebook thing has really annoyed me. And in fact, in just a moment, I'm going to give you another reason to be annoyed with Facebook and Mark Zuckerberg. But that's coming up in a couple of minutes. But the good news is I received word here this morning that within the next day or two, that we will have our own WXCO YouTube channel. And we will be able to stream our program here every morning on our WXCO YouTube channel because Civic Media has their own YouTube channel, but we have multiple shows that go on here at 8 o'clock. This is the time of the day where we have a number of our area stations, including here in Wausau, that have their own program from their own location, and thus unable to have all of us use the YouTube channel for Civic Media. So I said, hey, you know, it can't be that hard. Can we get a WXCO YouTube channel? And then Luke, one of our vice presidents, I said to him, he said, yeah, we can work on that. He said, we're going to get right on it. And he sent me a note this morning saying, yep, we are going to have it ready to roll coming up in the next day or so. So hopefully maybe tomorrow.
Fantastic.
It looks like perhaps on the outside on Thursday that you'll be able to go to YouTube.com, go to a WXCO YouTube channel, and be able to watch our program there and get away from the issues that we have when it comes to Facebook. So that'll be good news indeed.
Very.
And then
good news. I like that.
Be able to make comments on the YouTube channel, and we'll try to keep an eye on that and go from there. So again, that's, I think, very exciting stuff that hopefully here in the next day or two that you'll be able to every morning, if you're not, you know, have your radio in front of you, but be able to pull up YouTube.com and be with us, maybe at your desk at work, hide it a little bit, and be able to be part of the show that way. Also, you can be part of the show by calling or texting us, and we would love to hear from you. And again, from time to time, I get so involved in our conversations, I don't go back and check our comments quickly enough. But the last couple of days, I've been doing it, and we haven't had any. I think people get frustrated because sometimes I'll miss them, and I apologize for that. Believe me, I am trying better. I am trying. That's my heck. We're gonna make it like a 2025 resolution. I'm gonna be better in terms of the keeping up to speed on the comments when they come in. But again, if you'd like to send us a text or even give us a call, the number is the same at 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297. And also, if you have not already done so, download the Civic Media app. It really is a fantastic piece of equipment. Be able to listen to us wherever you may be. Be able to send us a text, call us, go to our web page, send us an email. It is all there on the Civic Media app. In fact, all the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network are right there. Just go to your app store, search Civic Media, download the free app, and then you'll be able to contact us that way as well. So that's all on our plate. But I wanted to mention Mark Zuckerberg because this morning, as I was getting ready for the show, a breaking news story. Mark Zuckerberg has announced that Meta, that is the company that is in charge of Facebook and Instagram and the entire Zuckerberg empire, Mark Zuckerberg announced that Meta is abandoning its fact-checking program as he criticized the system for becoming, quote, too politically biased. The tech billionaire unveiled the changes in a video this morning. Zuckerberg said his companies, which include Facebook and Instagram, would instead implement a community notes model similar to the one used on X, which is owned by Elon Musk. Zuckerberg said, after Trump first got elected in 2016, the legacy media wrote nonstop about how misinformation was a threat to democracy. We tried in good faith to address those concerns without becoming the arbiters of truth, but the fact checkers have just been too politically biased and have destroyed more trust than they've created, especially in the U.S. That is garbage. Zuckerberg, like these other tech billionaires, is getting on his knees again to worship Donald Trump. This is another outrage from the wealthiest people in the world who are trying to curry favor with Donald Trump. The idea that, oh, it's too hard to fact check. It's too hard. There's so much bias. The truth, apparently, according to Zuckerberg and Trump and MAGA World and Jeff Bezos and everybody else, the truth has a bias, a political bias. Well, if they would just stop with the lies and start telling the truth a little bit more, then maybe that bias would go away. It's ridiculous. As we head into the final days before the inauguration of Trump 2.0, we consistently see, and it just feels like people like Zuckerberg and Bezos and the rest of them have no soul when it comes to this. That it's all about them. As long as they can protect their own wealth. The oligarchy is dangerously close in this country. And again, this morning, to see again Zuckerberg, who yesterday it came out that he was putting on the Meta board Dana White, the guy behind UFC, a guy that's been at the knees of Donald Trump during the campaign as well. I mean, this is scary, scary stuff. And I don't... You know, and the idea is, well, leave Facebook, leave Instagram. Unfortunately, in a lot of cases, it's important for us to be able to, you know, spread our information about who we have on our programs, about, you know, everything else going on. And it is such a source to reach people. So it is a very difficult situation, but you would just like to see somebody like Zuckerberg actually stand up for democracy, stand up for truth, stand up against the lies. But instead, they are just dropping in order to worship Donald Trump. Again, this is a story that is going to, I think, be continued to be watched, but it's just very, very disappointing. The time is 8:18. Coming up next, we're going to talk to our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot, let you know about the midweek weather forecast as we get into our Tuesday. With Ian Welch, I'm Chad Holmes. It is The Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Real quick note from local news to what's going on around the state of Wisconsin. Civic Media's mission is to bring you real news and great conversation. And to stay in the know, subscribe to the Civic Media newsletter today at civicmedia.us/email. That's civicmedia.us/email. Stay up to date with news in our community every weekday with Civic Media's local news roundup podcast as well. And you can listen on the Civic Media website or at WXCO.FM, or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. And somebody that is very much involved when it comes to putting together the newsletter and the podcasts that you hear each and every day, plus the news reports that you hear 24/7 as well here on 98.9 WXCO. In addition to keeping her eye on the skies and the weather, our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. And Brittany, good morning.
Good morning, Chad. How are you guys?
Doing good. I mean, I look out to my right. It's a very calm morning. I was walking in earlier after I parked my car in the garage and had the little black walk here to the studio, and I saw the flag, and it was completely limp at the time. It was just completely calm, a very beautiful morning here. I got a little bit of blue skies out there. Chilly, obviously chilly, but for this time of year, as long as that wind is not howling, that goes a long way.
I agree with you. I'm so happy that the winds have finally calmed down, because in this kind of cold, even a 10-mile-per-hour wind is going to do some damage. So I'm happy that they're pretty much not moving. If they are, it's about 5 miles per hour. So no wind chills added to our cold that we're sitting in at the moment. But highs today will reach the low 20s. We're expected to hit about 20 degrees, and we could see a few flurries flying around, especially north of our area. But overall, a partly cloudy, pretty calm, quiet. I wouldn't say comfortable, but comfortable compared to what we've been through the past few days. Not too bad, really.
It's interesting because in terms of watching what's going on around the country and around the state, I saw yesterday that as they had the opening of the new Congress, and there was snow in Washington that was causing problems. A little bit of snow causes big problems over in the nation's capital. Part of the state of Wisconsin dealing with a little bit of snow, but it seems like around here we never get snow anymore.
Yeah, that seems like the new trend. And as I look the next 2 weeks out, it really, honestly, northern Wisconsin and especially central Wausau area, we're not getting a winter again, it seems like. Gosh, where do I even start? So there is another system that Friday, right, that wants to come through. And the model runs have been all over the place. One of them wanted to swipe southwestern parts of the state. But now even that system has dropped further south. This is really going to be a Kentucky, Virginia snowstorm once again. And, you know, potentially way further south than us. So Friday's system sliding south. A system on Sunday is trying to slide south, too. What about us, guys?
Yeah,
where's our snow?
I saw over the week, I think it was on Sunday, I saw a story about Kansas City getting a foot of snow, like some sort of record. So, I mean, it's out there somewhere, but it's just not out there here when we look out the window. And as you said, the temperatures right now would be consistently below freezing. It doesn't really matter because there's no snow to melt or it's no snow to save.
Exactly. And there's an interesting thing going on, too. Over the next few nights, while we're all dropping cold, it's actually going to get much colder, below zero further south, where they just got all of that snow. So we're actually sitting warmer in a sense than the south, only because the snow is on the ground and it keeps those temperatures colder. So that's what's happening down there, which is kind of backwards. Everything's backwards. It's kind of seemed to be the trend of the past few years, honestly.
I know it. And I do feel, again, for those folks with that snowmobile sitting in the garage, for those cross-country skis sitting in the garage and just wanting to break them out. And it's just, when you see this back-to-back years, it makes you shake your head. And again, I mean, I remember talking last year, there were folks who have businesses that are struggling. So again, you just keep looking to the sky. It reminds me of reading history back in the days of the Dust Bowl, where people look to the sky and say, please rain, and here in this case, it's please snow.
Yes, and that's exactly what we're feeling. I was just talking to, I think it was Madison, and they were saying, because one of them used to live up here in Marathon County, but the reason why our snowmobile trails, one, obviously we don't have snow, but two, because we have such a lack of snow, no one's really volunteering or contributing or giving money to our snowmobile clubs to groom when we actually do have it. So I'm concerned that if we do get a storm, will we even get to go out and play?
Well, what are the details? It sounds like it's going to be a kind of boring details here for the next couple of days.
Yeah, pretty much. Partly sunny today, pretty calm winds, highs hitting about 20 degrees. If you go up north, there's some lake effect flurries flying around. Some of those could swing towards us tomorrow afternoon. About a trace of snow is possible. If Further up north, they could see an inch or two. But here for us, nope. High temperatures will be in the mid-teens tomorrow still. Overnight lows still falling to the single digits. Lots of sunshine on tap for Thursday. Highs try to get a little bit warmer to the mid-20s. And then we actually will hit some mid to upper 20s as we move into Friday and into the weekend, as that other system that I was mentioning, bringing snow farther south, is going to warm us up just a little bit. But we do have a tiny, tiny snow chance on Friday and then maybe again on Sunday. But these systems keep wanting to go south.
Yeah. Oh.
Bummer. I know.
Yeah, it's really not much to say because it has been this way for such a long time now, but eventually it will change, right? Knock on wood.
Hopefully. February will be our month.
There you go. There you go. All right, Brittany. Well, thanks again for the information. Glad to have you back. Hopefully you're feeling a bit better, and we'll catch you tomorrow.
Thank you so much. You guys have a great
day. Brittany.
That is our Brittany Merlot, meteorologist, joins us every weekday morning at 8:21. Right now in downtown Wausau, fair skies, 9 degrees above zero. The winds are out of the northwest at 6 miles per hour, so a wind chill factor of 1 below. The dew point is 4 degrees. Relative humidity is 80%. The barometer at 30.41 inches and a visibility of 10 miles. The time is 8:28. Coming up next, talk about one of those winter activities, the ice with the curlers. Yep, the Wausau Curling Club has a bunch of great activities going on here over the next few weeks. We'll talk about what's happening at the Wausau Curling Club coming up next. That's right after an information update. Glad you could be with us. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
I was so hard to please. Look around, leaves are brown, and the sky is a hazy shade of winter. In the Salvation Army band, down by the riverside, is bound to be a better eye than what you've got planned. Carry your cup in your hand.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. It is 8:35 here on this Tuesday morning, January the 7th of 2025, and very happy to welcome some guests into studio from the Wausau Curling Club. First of all, I'm going to say thank you to Jim Force. He's not coming on the air today. You've been on the air before, but it's always good to see Jim over here in the studio as well. But also Susan Peliquin and Kim Susans, both of you, thank you for coming on by.
Thanks for having us.
Well, first of all, the reason we brought you on is Jim had sent a note talking about a lot of activities going on here at the Wausau Curling Club this month. It is a busy time for the club, isn't it?
Very. We're starting off our Bonspiel season, so to speak. We've got the Highlanders this weekend. The Badger State Games comes up. High school TG, high school state, men's invitational. So it's very busy.
And one of the aspects about the club is you have this ability to bring in so many of these terrific events, and it just feels as though that the more that you do, the more that people want to come here. Would that be fair to say?
I would say yes. We have a beautiful facility, and once people see it, they want to come back. We're also great at hospitality.
when you look at some of these events, and again, you've had national events coming in, and what are you learning? Because I the club, is it true that basically the club runs all these events, even or when the nationals come in, do they bring in people as well? How does it work? Do the club members actually get their hands dirty in terms of all these events?
Absolutely. All of our events are volunteer run. When we run USA national events, there are representatives coming from those organizations, but it's basically run by our club members, ICE crew, and yes, we're all volunteers.
Let's talk a little bit about these events, and then we're going to also talk about people getting involved at the club and getting involved in curling as well. But what is the first thing coming up here this coming week?
The Women's Highlander Bondspiel is this weekend, and we have 28 teams coming from, I think, 5 different states, so 112 women. We have one team actually coming from their combined team from Peachtree, which is in Georgia, and Rocket City, which is Huntsville, Alabama. And they were exposed to our curling club because they came up for the Arena Nationals that were earlier this year. And they decided to come back. So we're really happy to host them.
That's amazing. And again, the idea that somebody would come all the way from, say, Georgia to come all the way to central Wisconsin to be part of this, that also adds to the community. It adds to tourism. It adds so much more than just the event itself.
Mm-hmm.
And when you use the term Bondspiel, for people that are not familiar maybe with the curling events, what does that mean?
It's the curling term for a tournament.
Okay.
You know, you have a hockey tournament or a golf tournament in curling, you have a Bondspiel.
What one of the other aspects that I've always noticed when talking about some of the events that you bring in to the curling club is the idea that you do want people to come and experience it, that you want people to come and watch it. And one of the great aspects of it is you have this beautiful facility and it's free to watch. If somebody wants to maybe just find out about what the ambiance and the activity around curling is, it's a great opportunity to see some really good competition this weekend, right?
Correct. At 1920 Curling Way. anytime, people can come and watch curling anytime. And even, you know, late in the afternoon during high school practices or in the evenings when we're running our leagues, it's free and open for anybody to come and watch. And usually what people do is they'll sit in the stands, and if they have a question, they'll ask some curling member who happens to be around, and they are very happy to share information about the sport, how it's scored, that sort of thing.
Let me ask you real fast before, and I'll give the details on this weekend's event, and we'll talk about other events as well. What got each of you into curling? For people out there that may, you know, not have, you know, you've had you on Kim previously, but what initially got you involved in this sport? What was the thing that hooked you?
My parents. When my mom and dad moved here from Illinois in 1970, and at that time, my mom joined this thing called the Civic Newcomers Club, and they took this group of housewives around the city, and they had ski lessons for a week at Rib Mountain at the time, and they brought them out to the curling club and taught them how to curl, and they put them into like a bridge group and taught them how to play cards, and my mom's little group that curled for like 40 years. They stayed with it. So my dad started curling, my sister started curling with her husband, and I started when I moved back here after college. It's a great social sport. It helps you, gives you something to do during the winter, and we're not weather dependent.
And Kim, I mean, you're obviously involved very much in sports over the years, and especially with Pete as well. What got you initially involved?
Bunch of hockey parents whose kids were graduating from high school kind of decided that they needed something else to do.
To keep them together.
Keep them together.
Well, you go to the games together, you got to do something else together, right?
Exactly. And there are a core group of those people that still curl 15 years later.
Absolutely. Real quickly, for this weekend, again, the Highlanders Bonspiel, women's teams from all around the country. Curling will start with the first draws at 6 p.m. on Friday. Then play will continue all day Saturday, and the final set for Sunday morning. Also, you mentioned that the high school events, and you know, obviously I'm around a lot of high school athletics and the such. How big is curling within the high schools?
Curling is large in our area.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Wausau hosts East, West, DC Everest. Mosinee had a team for a while. But the TG typically has 28 to 30 some teams in it. State High School Bonspiel is a large event.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great feeder program for, like, our curling club. A lot of our adult members now have a history as a high school curler. That's how they were first exposed to it.
Mm.
And some of those kids, their parents are exposed to curling because their kids get involved.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a great way for us to grow our membership.
Tim, how are the curlers different than hockey players? I'm curious. The types that go out there and curl at the high school level, what do you notice about them? Is the competition level just as high as maybe any other sport? Do they have that will, or is it in any way different?
I think it's different. They're very competitive with each other, as they should be, because it's, you know, their place on the varsity or the JV team.
Mm-hmm.
But they're good students. They're high achievers. They're disciplined for the most part. And they get real good coaching. They're on the ice every single day, as in every other sport. So they tend to be great league curlers, too.
Again, we're talking to Susan Peliquin and Kim Susans from the Wausau Curling Club here on 98.9 WXCO. And again, you'll be able to see the high school curlers coming up, not this weekend, but next weekend, January 17th and 18th. And then the following week, I see that there's an event for local senior curlers. What's happening on the 24th?
That one's called the...
Oldies but Goodies.
Thank you.
It sounds like a fun event more than maybe more of the competition and maybe an opportunity for some of the older folks to get involved.
Make no mistake, there will be competitiveness going on, but yes, it's for people who maybe aren't working during the day,
sure.
Predominantly seniors, that would be, and that one's more of a friendly, and it's a stick events.
Yeah, it says that they can be able to use push sticks to deliver the curling rocks rather than sliding on the ice. I guess some of the joints maybe make it a little easier on the knees and the such, right?
One of the reasons that people can remain curling and well into their 70s, 80s
is using a stick.
Mm-hmm. And then finally, on Saturday, January the 25th, the All-American Bonspiel will take place. Sponsored by the U.S. Women's Curling Association. So, I mean, it just looks like this month is just jam-packed over at the club, isn't it?
It sure is.
It's very busy.
And before we wrap it up, for folks that may not already be involved, maybe they've driven past it and seen this facility, maybe have heard about some of these events, what's the best way to get started? What's the best way to maybe take that first step into the world of curling?
You can come down to the club during any of the events to see what's going on. And like Kim said, there's always people around watching. You can ask questions. We have Learn to Curls throughout the year, different businesses in town, different social organizations, different school organizations will have Learn to Curls. If you would like to have one for your business, email the Curling Club, go to the website, and you can email us and set one up. That's an easy way to learn. There's also a large Learn to Curl in the beginning of the fall before the season starts. There's many ways you can get involved. Come down, see the sport. We have streaming games on Wausau Curling TV on YouTube. You can watch some games that way too, and you'll see people from all different walks of life. People curling with a traditional delivery, people curling with a stick, young people, old people, right-handed, left-handed, mm-hmm. wheelchair curlers. You know, we have all. So watch it on YouTube TV. Come to a Learn to Curl. we'd be happy to introduce you to the sport.
How many leagues are there? I mean, just generally here for folks, because we talk about these events where you bring in folks from all over the place. I mean, obviously for local curlers, there's a lot of opportunities to get involved, and I imagine at different levels as well.
Yeah, there's probably 10, because I think we have two shifts every night, one shift on Friday. The high school kids are there in the afternoon from like 3 to 5. They have the youth curling is Sunday evenings. So, yeah, I mean,
plenty of opportunity.
Lots of opportunity to come down.
And I mean, the fact that you have double shifts every day, it says, again, about the popularity right now in our area. That's very, very impressive indeed.
Indeed.
And I guess finally, before we wrap it up, if people want to find out more information, do you have a website? Are you involved online in any way that people could check out information about the Wausau Curling Club?
Yeah, I think it's wausaucurling.org. There's also a Facebook page.
It's always out there. Mm-hmm. And anything you want to add before we wrap it up? Again, I imagine, again, for people that have not seen it over these next number of weekends, it's really great opportunities. And always underline the aspect free. So it's like, go there, see this wonderful facility, see some great curling, and just get a taste of it, right?
Yeah, give it a try.
Absolutely. Well, thank you both ladies, Susan Peliquin, Kim Susans. Thank you very much. I know it's going to be a very, very busy month, but really appreciate the time here this morning.
Thanks so much for having us on.
And again, make sure you check it out starting this coming weekend. Every weekend this month with a great competition at the Wausau Curling Club. Again, located at 1920 Curling Way. So easy to remember right there. And if you've never seen the facility, really it's worth a visit. And of course, you can also see some curling on the live stream on the Wausau Curling Club's YouTube channel as well. Wait, we're going to take a timeout, come back, have more to come. Again, Dan Schaefer will be joining us coming up in the next hour, and plenty more to come. The time is coming up on 8:48. It is, in fact, 8:48 right now. I'm Chad Holmes, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
On Tuesday night, the Wausau West High School boys basketball team looks to stay undefeated in the Wisconsin Valley Conference when they play host to DC Everest. Hear all the exciting action live on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app, starting with the pregame show at 7 and the opening tip at 7:15. Wausau West High School basketball on 98.9 WXCO is brought to you by the Cloverbelt Credit Union, Red Robin Restaurants, Sun Printing, the Wausau West Athletic Department, Coast to Coast Marketing. It's Wausau West hosting DC Everest in high school boys basketball. Tuesday night, starting with the pregame show at 7 and the opening tip at 7:15. On your home for high school sports, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app.
Just because this face
Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. The time is 8:53, currently 9 degrees above zero in Wausau here at our studios. As you just heard, tonight we have high school boys basketball as the Wausau West Warriors off to a very good start this year. They're 7-2 overall, 2-0 in the Wisconsin Valley Conference. They play host to the D.C. Everest Evergreens. We will have live coverage from the Wausau West Fieldhouse, starting with the pregame show at 7 and the opening tip at 7:15, right here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Last night, I was over in Colby for Marathon High School Boys Basketball, and the Marathon Red Raiders extend their win streak to 6 games in a row, improved to 7-3 with a 75-62 win over Colby. It was a game that Colby led 34-33 at halftime, but the Red Raiders had a big second half to get the victory. 16 points for True Thurs, 13 points each for Drew Wolfel and Ian Shuda, 10 points for Sawyer Barons, and 9 for Logan Peters. So 7-3 now on the season for the Marathon Red Raiders. Also in boys basketball last night, Athens in a Merrowood Conference North Division matchup fell to Shawamigan 73-55, and Prentice edged Rib Lake 44-41. In girls basketball last night, it was an intriguing non-conference matchup as undefeated Wittenberg Burnhamwood stays unbeaten with a 64-49 win over Mosinee. Also last evening, Northern Lutheran defeated Elko by a score of 51-24. It was Abbotsford losing to Owen Withy by a score of 46-23. Coming up on the schedule tonight, I mentioned in boys basketball, Wausau West hosting D.C. Everest. Also in the Wisconsin Valley Conference tonight, Wausau East is at Wisconsin Rapids. Stevens Point travels to Merrill for a WVC matchup. In the Great Northern Conference, Mosinee is at Northern Pines, Medford at Antigo. Also in boys basketball this evening, Wisconsin Rapids Assumption travels to Rosholt. Tomahawk is home against Lakeland. It is Northern Lutheran at Nakusa as well in boys hoops. In girls basketball this evening, Wausau West travels the short distance across town to D.C. Everest. Wausau East tonight is home in girls hoops against Wisconsin Rapids. Newman Catholic, they've been off for a while. They haven't played since before Christmas. Cardinals back in action tonight at home against Edgar. After their loss at Whitburn last night, Mosinee back in action in the GNC against Northern Pines. Merrill travels to Stevens Point in a Wisconsin Valley Conference matchup. In the Merrillwood South, Stratford is home against Wisconsin Rapids Assumption. That is a massive matchup in the Merrillwood South. Both teams are undefeated so far in the season, so one of those teams in terms of conference play will lose for the first time. Also tonight, Phillips is at Rib Lake. Prentice is at Athens. Marathon travels to Auburndale, another big game in the Merrillwood Conference South Division. And in the Merrillwood North, Abbotsford is at Shawamigan. And then in boys hockey this evening, in the Great Northern Conference, Mosinee is home against Lakeland. Wisconsin Valley Conference has East Merrill United traveling to Marshfield. Wisconsin Rapids is at undefeated and number one ranked Stevens Point. D.C. Everest has a non-conference game tonight against Rhinelander. Also this evening, Pacelli is at Tomahawk. And also, don't forget, tomorrow night, we have another edition of the Big High School Sports Show presented by K5 Construction here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Our guests will be D.C. Everest hockey coach Dan Van Slyke. Evergreens off to a good start, winning record so far this season. We'll talk about the Evergreens with Dan Van Slyke at 6:25. And then at 7:06, our student-athlete guest for this week from Wausau East, senior Jaden Garrett. So Dan Van Slyke at 6:25, Jaden Garrett at 7:06. Myself, former Newman Catholic High School boys basketball coach Jeff Gress, tomorrow night and every Wednesday night, Big High School Sports Show presented by K5 Construction here on 98.9 WXCO. By the way, if you've missed any of our previous episodes of the Big High School Sports Show or this show as well, you can always subscribe as a podcast. If you are a subscriber, you can get it through Spotify, Google, and Apple Podcast. And you can also go to civicmedia.us, click on the shows page, or to WXCO.FM and click on air, and that will take you to the show page as well. Then just search it out, either Big High School Sports Show or the Chad Holmes Show. Coming up, an information update. Find out what's going on around the country, around the world, around the state of Wisconsin, around central Wisconsin. Plus a look at weather and sports and entertainment as well. And then hour number two, coming up at 9:21, we'll be joined by Civic Media Political Director Dan Schaefer. We'll talk about everything going on in politics around Wisconsin with Dan Schaefer at 9:21. I'm Chad Holmes along with Ian Welsh. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.